It's 21 minutes past the hour. We're continuing our conversation with Brother Vincent Reyes. He is a friar in the Orders of Friar Minor Capuchin and is the former pastoral director of the Capuchin Soup Kitchen of Detroit. His photographs are featured in the book My Name Is, Portraits and Table Stories from the Capuchin Soup Kitchen, which was inspired by his daily conversations with guests of the soup kitchen. And Brother Vincent, if you could, just give us a little history about the work that the Capuchins have been doing in Detroit.
The Capuchin Soup Kitchen came about because it was really inspired by the work of Solanus Casey, one of the friars who is we would like to see up for beatification. He is a venerable right at the present time, and his cause is before Rome. But he was the doorkeeper. He was the doorkeeper at the monastery here in Detroit for years, and people knew they could always find a cup of coffee and a kind word and a sandwich from him. And out of the experience of having so many people come to see him and being hungry and being hungry to be listened to, but to be hungry for other foods as well, we put together Father Herman Buss, one of our friars, along with Francis Spruck, another friar, and they put together this thing called the Capuchin Soup Kitchen. And they would feed thousands of people, over a week's time. And it started November 29th, 1929. The soup kitchen presently serves about 55,000 to 60,000 meals every month from two dining rooms. We have four sites of service, but we provide about between 55,000 and 60,000 meals every month. Mm. We also have a service center where we distribute food to needy families, and we distribute a little over 3.5 million pounds of food to needy families every year. We take care of a lot of people here in Detroit. And one of the beautiful things that I have found is that, and knowing the history of the soup kitchen, is that in all the years that we've been in existence, we have never, ever run out of food. Mm. It doesn't happen. We've come close. We've had to change entrees quite a few times. But that's a lot of food. Mm-hmm. And the people of Detroit are very generous. They're very kind.
What can you tell us, brother, about the your organic garden?
Oh, Brother Rick's organic garden. Brother Rick is one of the friars who wanted to put together a neighborhood garden, in order to teach the folks about the earth. And his comment to me, because when I first got here, I sat down with the various folks because I wanted to find out what were their hopes and dreams. And when I asked Brother Rick, I said, what would you really like to do? And he said, I want to put together a garden. I said, what? he said, I want to put together a garden. I said, tell me about that. So he went on and on about the need for a garden, the need to help people come to understand the relationship that we have with the earth. But he ended up on this note by saying, he says, Vincent, we're Franciscans. We're supposed to show the beauty of the earth. And I never forgot that. Mm. So anyway, he continued, and we presently have a garden program that provides not only food, but it's an educational resource as well. Because the children learn about good eating habits, they learn about their relationship with the earth, they learn about nonviolence, they learn about an approach to looking at the world. This is God's world, and we walk among it, and we walk in it, and we are called to preserve it. So, I mean, he's got hundreds and hundreds of kids. There are hundreds and hundreds of children. And the other person that's part of that is Sister Nancy Ann, who makes it all work, because she's now the director of the children's programs. So we have these various programs, and they're all interlocked, and we're trying to show the beauty of the world mm-hmm. and the beauty of the earth to in a city that's in pretty desperate straits. This is Detroit.
Yes.
It's a very tough situation here.
It's really hard to describe the situation in Detroit to people that have never been there.
Right. But it's a great place. And as I said, the people of Detroit are very generous. And they've been very kind in helping us to make things possible for those in need. We've just been very fortunate. Mm. The Friars have been here, I think, since 1883.
Wow.
Somewhere around there. And we've got a special bond, I think, with the people of Detroit. There's a great deal of trust. And that became very clear to me when I was coming back from one of our dining hall in on Connor. And my car broke down about 5 blocks away from the monastery. And as I just kind of coasted across the intersection, and I was going to get out of the car, and the door was pushed shut. And I turned around and said, "What the heck?" And there was a guy who says, "Don't worry, Padre, we got your back." And there were three guys who ended up pushing me 5 blocks to the monastery. You know, it says, "You're fine, we got you." You know?
That's great.
I mean, I was so impressed by that when stuff like that happens to you, you find yourself working harder because you realize what you're doing is making a difference.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody wants to make a difference.
Yes.
When I invited the other four photographers, and they were, two of them were from the Free Press, Chip Somadavia and Ed Hahn, and two were from the Detroit News, Steve Pettis and Elizabeth Connolly. They, you know, I invited them to, if they wanted to be part of this this book. They said, yes. And then they went to their editors, and they got permission to be freed for some of the work. A lot of it they had to do on their own, but mm-hmm. they got freed for a lot of the time because it took a lot of work.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
So the paper actually got behind it.
Oh, yes. In fact, they did this fantastic article about the book. The Detroit News did this article about almost 2 weeks ago.
Oh, that's great, brother.
Yes, it's been well received.
Well, tell us how folks can get the book if they're interested.
Okay, it's being distributed by Wayne State University Press. Now, they can go to Wayne State University Press website, and I think you can just Google that,
mm-hmm.
okay? And then just go to, when you get to the Wayne State University Press website, on the search, put down "My Name Is," and it'll go right to the book.
Okay, and we've also got a link to the book at our website as well to make it easy for folks to find
it. Wonderful. And the other way, if they would like to have the book, if they want to buy it from, they can get it through me as well.
Mm-hmm.
And they can just go to our website for the Soup Kitchen, and this will show you what we do, because we have a website for the Soup Kitchen. And the address for that is CSK Detroit, Capuchin Soup Kitchen, Detroit, CSKDetroit.org. And you will just, as soon as you put that in, that address, you go right to our website, and if you want to buy a book, you can buy it. The book costs like $25.
Or, brother, if they want to make some type of a donation to help the work being done by the Capuchins, they can do that too, I'm sure, online.
They can do that as well online. Do I have time for one more story?
We've got about 2 minutes, brother.
2 minutes, okay, wonderful. The picture on the book is, the name of the man is Pops. Pops and I are real buddies. Pops is dying. And when we shot his picture, and he's losing his mind as well, but it's a combination of dementia and I think probably Alzheimer's. But Pops is very concerned about people forgetting him. Pops is concerned about himself forgetting him.
Mm.
So when he saw his picture, because everybody who had their picture, their portrait taken, they could get a portrait.
Mm-hmm.
I gave them one. I gave them a portrait so they could have one on their wall. Then, when he came and saw his portrait, he looked at it and he says, "That's me." I said, "Yes." I says, "Yeah, you look terrific." P- Pops went around and showed people in the dining room his picture. It was wonderful. You know, it was the most marvelous experience. When we came back to do the interview, he looked at me and he said, "Now I won't be forgotten."
Oh, that's beautiful. Well, Brother Vincent, we'll have to stop it there, but
okay.
Thank you so much. And again, the book is My Name Is, Portraits and Table Stories from the Capuchin Soup Kitchen. To find out more about the Capuchins and to find out more about the book, we've got links for you at relevantradio.com. Thank you, brother.
Thank you.